Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. The hot seat's coming up. Political ad we got coming up. But first, Al, I was going back in the memory bank. You may remember this. Okay. Long, long, long time ago, we would do charity basketball games.
Charity basketball.
One of the guards on those WIP teams was a man without a conscience, which launched deep balls, 30-footers, didn't care, Howard Eskin. Howard Eskin was relentless with hawking the ball and not giving up the rock.
I saw him run over a catcher in a charity softball game.
And it's ironic because his son, Spike, is now the boss here at WIP and the head of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez organization. Huge guy in basketball. And I was just asking you, Spike, when you played hoops, did you launch it up all the time?
Not like him. He said, we've always been different personalities. The fact that he was a ball hog isn't really that surprising to me.
But it's amazing to me that a basketball player would not want to shoot the ball. You watched the game last night with the Sixers. They were covering Ben Simmons with a center, right? Well, Aaron Baines, I need to understand. He still won't shoot. What's going on?
Well, it's the same exact thing that happened against the Celtics in the playoffs 2 years ago. It's the same thing that happened against the Raptors last year. And Embiid not being in there makes it even easier for the Suns to do it, because normally Baines would be on Embiid, but now they can just... And by the way, the Sixers did the same thing to Antetokounmpo when they played the Bucks the last game of last year. They just put on Embiid on him and sort of dared him to shoot. Yeah. And this is going to be the problem in the playoffs against good defensive teams is on the one hand is that Simmons is neutralized in that way, but on the other hand, that the Sixers do not have on the wing anymore a guy who can consistently and effectively get a shot for himself or get a shot for somebody else. And when you look the history of NBA champions over the last 30 years, even when they have a dominant big man, there's also somebody on the wing who can go get a bucket, and the Sixers don't have that right now, and that's right. The problem.
He spent the whole offseason working on this, right? He still has zero confidence in trying an outside shot.
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's obviously a confidence thing, and we don't know how much of the confidence thing is also an ability thing. It's not like he's better shooting free throws. He's shooting probably, 50% from the line this year, which is no – and the shot looks no different to me. And everyone can watch him doing it in warm-ups and all that kind of stuff. I'll tell you what. You take any NBA player, just about any NBA player, and tell them to shoot three-pointers in warm-ups, and they can all do it. Yeah. Even the guys who never shoot during the games can shoot three-pointers in warm-ups. So I don't care that he can shoot warm-ups in warm-ups anymore. It's going to be – an issue. And look, he's a great player otherwise.
Yes.
But if the guy with the ball in his hands, every time you bring it up the court, cannot create a shot for himself just because the other team puts Aaron Baines on you, that's going to be a problem.
Billy King, you're a problem solver. Yeah, when he was a GM of the Sixers, there was plenty of problem to work with there.
A few.
Just little number three. All right, but here's what I want to know. So you're the GM, and you know how important it is to get this guy to keep them honest and to shoot some outside shots. Not a lot, just a couple to keep them honest. How do you convince him to do it?
I don't know if you can do it during the season.
But
I think you got to keep talking to him. Like, find yourself in situations where you can knock down. Like, if you're playing a game that, you know, you're up by 20, you got to take a couple
of nets
where you get some confidence. Yeah, put yourself in a position to do that.
How do you get Jenner if you don't shoot your shot?
Yeah, you got him. Yeah, how did they get Kendall Jenner? I mean, he didn't even try it. He tried one shot in the preseason.
But I don't want to – of course it's on him. But we all knew this coming into the season. Yeah. And yet still – and they have been a fabulous defensive team. But still, we go into the season without one guy on the team – who is known as a high-volume three-point shooter. Yeah. They are so desperate for it. Furkan Korkmaz, who they thought so little of last year, they didn't pick up his rookie option. They let him go wherever he wanted. Nobody else wanted him, so he came back, and here is the guy who starts, and here is the guy who's getting shots called for him at the end of the game. I'm glad that he performed well last night, but they are so desperate for anybody on that court to have any sort of gravity around the three-point line. They're playing Korkmaz 20 minutes a game. That is on... I don't know how many options he had, but that's on Elton too, to know that if you're going to design a team around Embiid and Simmons, you got to have somebody who's really, really good at shooting the ball, and I don't think they have that yet.
The one good thing that you could say about Elton, Horford's even better than we thought. I can't believe Danny Ainge let him go. Tell me what you see him in Horford.
Well, he's great. I mean, the thing that surprised me. Everybody knew how great he was defensively. Everybody knew that he was great as a third or fourth option on offense. But when Embiid isn't in there, he has now two or three times this year shown up with a 20 or 30-point game. The fact that he's been that effective offensively and aggressive offensively, he's sped up his release around the three-point line. I think he's probably taken more threes than anybody on the team, which is incredible. And he was great. He didn't have his best defensive game last night, but offensively he's been great.
Bill, I got to cover Danny Ainge when he was a player. He is a weasel, all right? You, I'm sure, at some point had dealings with Danny,
He did the big Brooklyn and Boston deal that everybody talks about.
All right, so what I ask is, do you root against him because he's weasley?
No, I mean, Danny...
Come on, Billy. No. You know he is. I know him personally. He's a weasel.
Well, I don't... I've always had a disdain for Boston.
Oh, okay,
so that
good.
Takes it more from... Well,
and Horford, he said if he knew that Irving wasn't going back, that he would have stayed.
Yeah.
So I think it was less about Ainge and more about nobody wants to play.
And
with Kyrie
Boston
Irving.
Knew he wasn't coming back, like at the trade deadline. Kyrie
knew that Kyrie wasn't.
They
coming
knew
back.
After the trade. They had a pretty good idea he wasn't coming back after the trade deadline.
Wow. All right. Well, I got to move you out to the other crisis we have in Philadelphia today, Spike, and that is DeSean Jackson.
Oh no.
Now you know the one thing I am committed to, and that is blaming people.
Yes. Always.
Who should we be blaming first for the debacle that happened on Sunday with DeSean?
I don't think it's about what happened on Sunday. I think it's that DeSean didn't want to have the surgery. He should have had the surgery, and that's on him. They can't make him have surgery. And I almost think, even if they don't know that he's ready, they could wait 3 more weeks and he wouldn't be ready. So at least you tell him to get out there, and he realizes that he needs the surgery, and maybe on a wing and a prayer, you get him back for the playoffs, and maybe convincing him to go out there and convincing him that he was not ready, maybe, and convincing him to have the surgery, maybe you get him back by the end of the year. So I think that's on DeSean. I don't think that's on the team.
I took it upon myself a few moments ago, Spike, to announce that the honeymoon for Howie Roseman has ended.
Oh, wow.
People are ripping the hell out of him today.
Yeah.
Should they be for not having an insurance policy, a plan B?
I will tell you that my position at the radio station makes it difficult for me to have comments on the Philadelphia Eagles. I support the team and hope they do.
What about Antonio Brown?
Oh, I want no part of talking about that. Yeah.
All right. And do you support me for bullhorning Howie earlier in the show?
I support you in whatever you do.
Wow.
I work for you, Angela Cataldi. So
that's right.
Spike Eskin, we know you're in there. Come on now, talking.
Nah, no opinions on the Eagles. Hope they win.
Fair enough.
Until they sign Antonio. Yeah. That was a great signing.
Look, that'd be great.
That would be wonderful for the radio station.
It actually would be.
Oh, my goodness.
And we are so classy, I still don't want to do it. Billy King, he brought it up today. Antonio.
They're really adverse
would
effect
you do
on
it,
Billy's
Billy.
Life. I want to know that.
Just tell me. I want you on the record. You're now running the Eagles, and Antonio Brown's people call you. You're desperate for a wide receiver. You bringing him in to at least look at him?
I'm talking to him for sure.
Yeah, Ike was pro Antonio Brown yesterday too.
He was.
Yeah.
Ike, great shame on you.
And I'll say this, they're going to the second round. I'll go on record now and say that.
The Eagles are going to the second round without Antonio.
Yep.
With him. Ooh.
Further.
All right. If I talk to him much longer,
you're gonna
I'm on board. All right. I'm not doing that. Thank you, Spike. Thanks, Rashid is here at Westchester. Hi, Rashid.
Hey, Angelo. Good morning, my friend.
Rashid, things have taken an ugly twist. People are talking like they want Antonio Brown. Please tell them now.
Listen, my blood was O positive. Now it's changed to AB.
No. Oh, that's how desperate we are. Oh.
Listen, D'Angelo, it's tough for Doug. You know, it's tough for him to lose three receivers for surgery in the same day, you know,
yeah.
Same time.
Right.
You know, Deshaun is going for a sports hernia, and the other two, they're going for surgery for sports dementia.
All right, so, Rashid, help me out here, right? I got to know, who do you blame the most for what happened here?
Howie, man.
Hell, this is a bad day for Howie Roseman.
Yeah, Howie, yes,
you blame
sir, Howie.
Him because he didn't get us a backup that could fill this role. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, we missed a lot of good players on before the deadline, and we're going to regret this. You know what I mean? So because we are losing three receivers now. So.
All right, Rashid, your call has prompted me to turn to my friend Rhea Hughes.
Yes.
Rhea, I would like you to place yet another formal request in for Howie Roseman.
Well, do you don't think the bullhand they're hearing it?
No, and furthermore, in an effort to support my case, I sit next to a GM. Billy, if you were in Howie's position today, would you make yourself available to explain what's been going on at the wide receiver position?
I would talk after the surgery. So
okay.
They make the update
right.
And really, you know, then I wouldn't do it before.
That would be today.
Yeah.
That's today.
Yeah.
He's having it done today. Mm-hmm. You would come out, be available, explain what happened with Deshaun, yeah. And talk about what your options are at that position.
Because
yeah.
Now
you're asking too much.
Because now you can update on everything where we are at this point in time.
See, that's the way an accessible GM handles things. Howie out. He is. Remember Howie, you couldn't get rid of him? He had a show every Monday night on WIP.
Yeah.
Now you can't find him. He's hiding.
Uh-huh.
It's time, Rashid. It's time. Rashid, it's election day today. Here's what I got so far, and people could never get elected in Philadelphia.
Number five, we always love you.
Oh, McNabb. You know, he'd get some votes, but I'm going to put him down. That's a good one, Al.
Number five, we always love you.
All right, here's where we are, Al. We got Chip Kelly. He wouldn't get that many votes, right?
None.
Chris Christie.
Yo, Philly!
He's an actual politician. He could not win. He's a Cowboy fan.
People would move here from Jersey to vote against him.
Donovan McNabb, Gabe Kapler, Orlando Scandrick, Chris Collingsworth, Joe Buck, Joe West, Howard Eskin, and Troy Aikman. Boy, we're leaving out, Al, some monsters. What are we waiting for? I got five great prizes
today.
The
Eagles have gotten your request.
They have?
Yeah.
Have they responded?
They heard you.
Okay, good. That's good. Al, let me go up to a guy who may have voted for Chris Christie one day because he lives in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh.
Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, God, no. I never voted for Chris
You did
Christie.
Not vote for Chris Christie?
Did you?
Yeah, you guys are not a political show, but I did not vote for Chris Christie.
Right. I would have, but I got stuck in traffic and I couldn't make it to the polls.
I'm not that far from there. Yeah.
What's on your mind, Chuck?
I got 2 points.
Yep.
I got 2 points, and then I got a guess for people who could not be elected.
All right.
First of all, so I live out of market, so I rely on national games to see the Eagles. If not, I have to watch them on the red zone.
Okay.
So what I realized on Sunday that the Eagles are actually going to be on national TV. I got to watch them.
Wait a minute. They had a national TV game with Dick Stockton?
So I turned on the TV all excited. Then all I got was a TV full of Dick. It was terrible.
Oh, no, it was bad. I got to tell you, I got a lot. Al, you wouldn't believe how many emails I got on Dick Stockton. Half of them saying, yeah, and half of them saying, you're being mean, stop it. And I told them I have a commitment to one thing.
What?
Accuracy, honesty, and upholding
way.
And upholding the rights of Philadelphia sports
Two
fans.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Anyway, Chuck, he's brutal. Billy King, the nicest man in sports, said he wasn't good. He wasn't good. He said it.
On Deshaun,
yes.
A little personal note, a couple of years ago, I did 2 full Ironmans. I actually got a sports hernia before the second one, about 3 months out. I got the surgery, man. I don't win these races. I pay for them. I don't make any money. It costs thousands of dollars. And when the doctor told me I had a chance of going back, if I didn't have the surgery, or I would definitely be able to do it if I had the surgery, man, I did the surgery, which cost more money.
Was it a big operation? Chuck, is it a big, complicated operation? What's it like?
It's painful, but no. I was out of bed I was discharged that day, the same day surgery. And, I was kind of back around in a pool within a week.
Wow, even have to stay overnight after sports hernia surgery?
They come in, they're out. They fly in, they fly out.
I was in 3 days for gallbladder surgery.
That's a little bigger than...
That is bigger? That's I'm fine now. I could run a pass pattern.
Pasta pattern.
give me somebody who could not win, Chuck, in Philadelphia.
I got a monster. I'm going outside the box, and Al's going to love it. Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby couldn't get a vote in this town, right?
No.
And yet, can we be honest, Al? Fine player.
Fine. Yeah, I guess.
Chuck, I will take it. Sidney Crosby's on the list. Who's going to win our prizes today? Let me try Hassan next in Strawberry Mansion. Hi, Hassan.
Morning, Angelo. How you doing?
What's happening, pal?
Not much. Y'all got me fired up this morning about two things.
Yeah.
One, I'm definitely on board with AB.
No! So classy. He's one of my emails. You're the classiest guy who emails me, Hassan. I can't believe this.
Angelo, he's not a criminal. He's not.
Oh, no, I read this.
What's going
story.
On in the civil case? He's got an argument with whatever's going on. I don't know the full details. But how he's dropped the ball so many times is ridiculous. Like, he's dropped the ball. How about Cut Sendejo, get your second, and look at Eric Berry. What see what he's doing.
You got to cut Sendejo. You got to cut Sendejo. He's not only a bad player, he's stupid. On the field, he gets these terrible penalties. Al, they could have lost the game in that moment when he hit Trubisky late. He got them to midfield in that sequence with the game on the line. That is beyond stupid. That is terrible football. I can't believe he's still here now. I would have cut him yesterday. I'm with you, Hassan, 100%, but not AB. Hassan, you let me down. Oh, my God.
That's available. Angelo, and a quick Sixers point before I give you my guy.
Yep.
The first chance, I know Ben didn't shoot, but I play AAU, little high school. The coach draws up plays to get you shots. The first chance your coach had to do some coaching, he failed at it again.
He's got to draw up a play where Ben's taking a 15-footer just to get him going. Why not? Is right. Billy, what about that?
No, I think it's right. Put him in a position. You got to make a shot.
Let's do it.
Take a shot.
Now you're back to normal. I can't believe the AB stuff. Give me somebody who would never get elected in Philadelphia.
Well, Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Man. I got to tell you, he's so bad now, Al. He leaves after the beginning. They do the little pregame thing.
Okay.
And then he leaves and Tony Gonzalez, who's only 8 million times better than this fat old Cowboys coach. And why is he still there?
The name, I guess.
Yeah. Right? I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me.
It's a good gig. Flies out for an hour.
No, he literally flies from Miami. He lives in Miami. He flies to the West Coast. He does 1 hour of horrible television. Turns around and goes back to Miami.
Nice gig.
Doesn't stay for the games.
That's a gig.
Doesn't stay for the games.
Well, no, he's done.
I mean, really? You know, I'm gonna. Somebody suggest this to me.
You want to see him after the games?
No, let me run this by it. Let me run this by. They went, you know what? You're just at the tip of the iceberg with Dick Stockton.
Here we go.
Why didn't you start campaigning against all the terrible old broadcasts?
I think we should not go there.
No, listen. Perry Bradshaw's had enough. Jimmy Johnson.
I like Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, he's now a caricature of himself.
He's always been a caricature.
No, he stinks now. He should go.
I like him.
I may campaign against all the old broadcasters.
Well,
and then they're going to campaign against me. I'm reading his mind. I just read Al's mind.
Jeez, why would you go?
Al, I'm still young and vibrant. Look at me.
Columbia, looking for that degree back.
Shut up, Rick. 888-729-9494. #9494. You're AT&T Verizon cell phone. Who's on the hot seat? Coming up next, WIP Sports Time 918.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.